We have adult passes to Tomfoolery's Adventure Park. Your chance to win coming up in just minutes. Hold on for that. Speaking of tomfoolery in the park, how about that Sports Fest 2021? Where were you guys? Where were you guys? Where were you guys? What was up with that?
I was eating ribs and Elgin. Sorry.
Props taking my cat to the vet.
Yeah. I'm kind of doing this segment to give props to our friends at SportsKind and Bud Light, who put on a kick-ass event on Saturday. Congratulations to Team I Didn't Stay Late Enough to Know Who Won, who each member of the team walked home with a case of Bud Light or Carbox Love Street. Giddy up. My softball team, the Ligers.
My softball team, the Ligers.
We finished in a noble eighth place.
How many teams?
Nine.
Oh, yeah. Hey!
Let me tell you.
Did one team not show up?
Took a heroic effort to keep ourselves out of last effing place. And I can tell you about that if you want. But it's more, we're not doing a full-on final countdown or anything. I will be 40 years old in 25 days, guys.
You gotta make it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, I know.
40?
You thought I was old and unfun now, Emily. This is 39-year-old me.
Oh, no.
This is 30-something Jason.
40-year-old Jason.
40-year-old Jason. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't foresee any big changes coming, besides the big changes that are happening to me every goddamn day of my life. I remember when I was turning 30, I was like, oh, okay. Gotta stop drinking Jägermeister. Turns out they still give it to you.
Yeah.
They'll still let you have it.
Yeah, they'll.
It's no problem.
Look at you.
No problem.
Say, sure.
But yeah, I don't know. Instead of, what was that movie? This is 40?
Yeah.
I have a series of, is this 40? Because I played four softball games on Saturday. Today's Tuesday, right? And I still feel it. Now, I'm okay. I could just feel it. I can feel a little creakiness in there. Yesterday, I was like, ugh, lots of creakiness. Sunday was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Saturday night after the softball tournament, I'm in bed at 9 p.m. Bumbleina comes home. Bumbleito, they had been out pumpkin carving or something. I don't know. And of course, what do they immediately turn all the lights in the house on. Thanks.
Yeah.
The television in the bedroom. And then she passes out. And I'm laying there, and the TV's on.
She can't get
and
up.
The lights in the living room are on. And I slept all night like that,
wow.
as she does all the time. But that would drive me crazy. That would be something that a lunatic would do. But yes, because I was like, I can't get up. I can't move to turn off the lights.
And well, was, now that you're 40, get you a good clapper.
It wasn't until it was like 7 a.m. before I gathered the strength to get up and turn off the TV and turn the lights off. I'm not in great shape, but it's not like I went out and tried to run an Ironman without training.
Yeah.
I play softball twice a week sometimes. All right. I play softball on a regular basis, and I play one softball game. No worse for the wear. I don't feel anything the next day. So what happened in there? What's the threshold?
I've got to say two softball games.
We played four softball games, and it was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my body has given up. And I don't know that I don't know if young me would have reacted in such a way. Even way fatter young me seems like he would have had a tougher time. I don't know. Is this 40?
I remember, I think it's also just the increased competition, because you said that these brought up
the
serious guys.
That's what I was going to say,
too. I remember one time, and this was back when I was in like my mid-20s. No, God, that was even not as a teenager. Point is, I played in a pickup basketball league, and I remember me and this other guy, we just had this both silent agreement that we were not running down the court. I was just like, I'm defending you, you're defending me. If we just stay here, we're good. And so just we had to, that's what you need.
Every time somebody's like, why doesn't Nick come and play softball with this? Okay.
That is
I
the
have
reason.
A unspoken no, agreement
to,
that
to
we're
your,
not going to.
You're desperate.
No, I was a little desperate. But not for you, for the ladies.
How'd that work out? Which of your Ligers had to wear a dress?
No, none of them. No, you might be onto something there because, yeah, I did have to ramp up the intensity a little bit. So it's in the Sports Fest, Sports Kind softball tournament, which we had planned for months, and I was at least somewhat I wasn't the face of, but maybe like the upper neck area of.
A good shoulder.
Yeah.
Bare shoulder with a...
Yeah. So I don't want to embarrass myself, and I was very much getting concerned as we were coming down toward the tournament deadline. The Ligers are a men's team.
My softball team got a lot.
This is a co-ed tournament, so I need lady ballers, all right? And I think I was even soliciting for lady ballers on the program.
I need those balls.
Last week. Yeah, thanks a lot, lady ballers.
I was not one of them,
But I ask you, and you said,
you asked me.
You said, what about me? And then I was like, do you want to play? And you said, no, I can't.
You asked me as a last minute thing.
Of course.
Yeah,
I used to have a good stock of lady ballers because
what
we
happened?
Would occasionally play co-ed stuff.
You mistreated them like me?
No.
They all ran away?
When did I mistreat you? What?
I will say, I have seen a couple of Jason as manager of his softball team.
Yeah.
He is encouraging. His heartfelt speeches.
Everybody gets a different style of management.
It's
I've told
insane.
You this many
I was
times
like, I
before.
Don't know who this person is.
Everybody is motivated in different ways, and I can't motivate them
I don't
in the
know
same
the
way that I
of
motivate
Jason
you.
Did, but you were that.
No, it's just been
Jason Hart?
3 years, pandemic times, shut down our co-ed league. There's been no tournaments. And so, yeah, when I started peppering all my lady ballers with, hey, you want to come out and play on this day? They're like, I live in Ohio now. And I'm like, I have three more kids since I was like, oh. Okay, and so yeah, the time was coming, and we had no, see now I feel bad because I don't want to we were really on the ropes, mm-hmm. and thanks to Miranda and Busy from the sales department here who work here at the radio station. I played softball with Miranda before.
Yeah,
this new girl, I didn't know anything about him, but they're like, yeah, sure, we're fun, we'll come out and play.
They're part of the Waterloo Adult Field Day that I participated in last
okay.
week.
Well,
wow,
if you guys were having
fun.
To carry an egg and a spoon, they're great.
What they perhaps lack in skill, they make up for in enthusiasm and go-getter attitude.
Great.
That was the... So we had already lost two games, and now we're playing the ninth-seeded team. Well, no, we're the ninth-seeded team.
Yeah.
We're 9 out of 9. They're 8. This is our last chance.
It's a grudge match.
This is our last chance to not finish in last. We're down by 1 run at the going to the last inning, and we're at the bottom of the lineup. It's Miranda and Busy. And I went to the both of them, and I said, hey, I'm not saying I don't believe in you. I'm not saying that you can't hit the ball. But I need you to work a walk right now.
Just lean into it. Lean into the pitch.
You can't do that, but you cannot swing. And hope Miranda's like this. She's this small. She's like this tall. I was like,
did
surely
you just
they're going to
without a bat.
Of course, the guy just throws it to Miranda. First pitch, pipes it right down the middle, strike. And so I was like, all right, swing away, guys. Start packing it up. It's over. This is done. And then she hits the perfect swinging bunt.
Bunt.
Swinging bunt.
Bunt.
Beats it out to first. Busy makes it out, but Travis hits the ball. Jake hits the ball. We ended up winning by 1 run, all right?
And oh.
Yeah. So
see,
we
saved women ourselves. Women are awesome.
But that's exactly what I was
good.
My takeaway as well.
I hope
well.
So.
We beat the. I learned later they're a free agent team.
Oh,
they were just a team.
The hodgepodge.
They were just
the
a
leftovers.
Team of scraps that was thrown together at the last moment, and they finished in last place. But the Ligers, we did it. But no, you're right. I definitely was after I started seeing ourselves get embarrassed. I was running extra hard. I was diving for balls, which I was like, I would never do that. So maybe
how
that's
dare you make Jason play 100%.
Maybe that's what hurt my body. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
How was the kick hole?
Oh, kick hole didn't get off the ground this year, but SportsFest 2022. Look, dude, event, great success. It's going to be back for 2022, and I don't know what it's going to be, what form, but we will have a kick hole competition at SportsFest 2022. Is this 40? Julio from SA tweets at the Morning X says, Jason, no, dude, don't give up because of your age. It's all in your head. As a 40-year-old since September, I refuse to lose to Father Time. It might be somewhat mental, but also in my body. It's in my head and in my body.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, because I would have been fine with one softball game. I would have been fine with, I feel like there's like a bell curve. Like, the further I go, the worse the soreness gets.
Mm-hmm.
Does that idea hold water?
I bet you it's one game you're fine. Two, nightmare. Three, somehow you're good again.
Yeah.
But it was
that
fourth one.
The fourth game.
The fourth one pushed you over the limit.
After we beat the free agent team to officially thrust them into last place and save ourselves from the bottom of the whatever, then we have to go play the number one seed. And we lost to the number one seed 10-4. But That might have been our best game. I mean, there was another one earlier where we lost by like two touchdowns. And so, number one seed, we played within 10 to 4.
You lose by touchdowns in softball. That's bad.
That's pretty bad. That's
you know what? If you somebody figured out, if you stopped the game after two innings, we would have been 4-0. Do we have a little bit of the Longhorn football team? Probably. Can we not finish?
Yeah.
I got stamina issues. What's going on? Can't go the distance?
Sort of gas. Lots of breaks.
Yeah. I don't know. Zach from New Braunfels says, just step up your workouts a little. Condition yourself. That or you can try steroids. I hear it works for baseball players and cyclists. Give me some of that. Give me some of that HGH. That might be the answer. And El Flamingo SA says, I feel for you, Jason. I had band practice for the first time in a few months, and my back was sore the next day. Hashtag old guy problems.
Oh, man. Is this what I have to live up to soon?
What do you mean? Like, is this what you is coming
I mean,
for
soon
you?
Is
yeah,
relative,
this is
coming
for me, huh?
You're 23, I would say.
I got a little time.
Yeah. Hangovers are going to last 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Everything that you eat just, like, is instant. Like, that was a mistake.
Oh, man.
It's going to just tear up your stomach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Live it up now while you can, man.
There's no way you can go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
No matter how many short friends you have,
yeah, we have passes.
All in your future.
Tomfoolery's Adventure Park. Doesn't matter how old you are. Adult passes to Tomfoolery's Adventure Park. Like I like to say, go there and get beat at laser tag by a child. Out at Kalahari Resorts, 512-835-1015. We shooting and scoring again, Nick?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Another edition of He Shoots, He Scores, or Does He is coming up next. Good luck.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sports.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline!
The thrill of victory.
He's going for the corner! He's got it!
And the agony of defeat.
Oh, it is fumbled by Romo!
The human drama of athletic competition.
He shoots! He scores!
Or does he? Is the name of this game. He shoots, he scores, or does he? This is the game where I am going to play you a clip from a football game. Emily, surely already seen it.
Yeah.
How much football this season have you watched a single minute where you were actively watching?
No.
Not like I was in a bar and there was the thing. And have you sat down?
That one time that my friend invited me over to watch football because he was making wings.
Okay. So you watched an entire game?
No. It was Green Bay Packers, though. I don't know who they're playing.
Okay. Good.
And
good.
I watched like... All right. A little bit.
I'm going to play a piece of audio from a football game this weekend, and then I'm going to stop it, and you have to tell me, does that play result in a score, a turnover, or neither? Your opponent today is... hi, Skylar.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, Skylar. You just get more...
Yay, lady. Hi.
Hey, girl.
I always have to play against stinky men.
All right.
Sorry.
Wow, shots fired, man.
Beat stinky Emily, Skylar, and you are going to win Tomfoolery Adventure Park passes at Kalahari Resorts. I would say the stinky men have had a bad go of it against Emily. Your record is surprisingly good for somebody who's watched one piece of a football game that was the Green Bay Packers and somebody else.
Yeah, and I was distracted by chicken wings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. From Monday Night Football, is this a score, a turnover, or neither?
Second and 10. Every play has been a run to Alex Collins so far. Set up for the play action. Geno takes a shot down the sideline.
Geno takes a shot down the sideline. Emily's going to scribble down her answer. Is that a score, a turnover, or neither? What do you think, Skylar?
I'm going to say they turned over the ball.
Okay. Okay. Emily?
I'm going to say a score.
Score is what Emily says.
DK Metcalf is in the game, and he's down the sideline. And that's how the run sets up the passing touchdown.
It was a touchdown. Jesus, Steve Levy.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. The guy, Steve Levy, is this his second year calling Monday Night Football?
I think so.
This is a nightmare.
It's not his first. I know that.
DK Metcalf is in the game.
I mean, look, if
oftentimes
you,
when the Seattle Seahawks offense is on the field, that's what you're going to have there.
I just want to say, Skylar, good instincts on saying turnover for anything involving Geno Smith.
Yeah.
It's either a turnover or a knockout.
Okay, so Emily was correct, but Skylar, you can still come from behind and win this one. Here, let's go to the Titans-Chiefs matchup from Sunday.
First to go in Tennessee, direct snap. Henry, he's going to pass it!
Henry is going to pass it. Is that a score, a turnover, or neither? Emily is scribbling away. And
what
I'll
were
ask,
the teams again?
Titans-Chiefs from Sunday.
Okay, then neither. How about neither?
She says neither.
Ooh.
What happened at the end of that play, Emily?
I said neither.
You said, okay, we have one neither, one neither.
Let's call the whole thing out.
Touchdown! Ah. Michael Pruitt! And the King reigns supreme through the air!
That was a score. That was a touchdown. Yeah, Derrick Henry throwing touchdown passes now. He's a running back. Why do they do the jump pass? Why does he jump? I guess the thing you always see, though, when you hand it off to the running back, oh, trick play, jump pass. The quarterback never jumps. It doesn't seem like jumping is the optimal way to throw the football to the end zone. Why would the jump?
I mean, Tim Tebow did it once. He's a trendsetter. Everybody's trying to be cool. I mean, also, just when you're Derrick Henry, like he's I'm pretty sure he's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
So when you just jump pass, you can literally just like drop it right in the guy.
Just dunking it in there? Okay. Skylar, we need this last one if you're going to win.
You got it, girly.
Here we go. This is all I can tell you. This is from... Packers Washington football team on Sunday.
13th play of the drive. They try to extend right here. Rodgers looks to throw. Scrambles to his right. He pumps. He throws back against the grain.
Pumps and throws back against the grain. What did Aaron Rodgers do there? Score, turnover, or neither? Emily has written an answer down. Skyler, what do you think?
He scores.
Okay.
I said turnover.
You said turnover.
Adams is in. What a play. Rodgers to Adams. Touchdown, Green Bay.
That is correct.
All
for
three
Skyler.
Of them are scores.
She has tied it, yeah. There's score-a-palooza today, and
score,
he shoots.
Score,
he scores.
Score.
It's almost like the NFL doesn't produce highlight videos of neither.
Okay. In the case of a tie, as we have here, how many points total were scored in the Packers-Washington football team game? How many points total were scored in the Packers-Washington football team game? Think of an answer real quick, Skylar. Emily is writing her down. Hers down. Looks like she wrote a four-digit number down. That seems...
No. That's silly.
What was that, Skylar?
34.
34 is Skylar's answer. What do you think, Emily?
I did a big number. Okay. I said 70.
You know what? 70, when Aaron Rodgers is involved, is not a stupid answer, but the answer is... 34. So, cheating ass Skylar is going to Tomfoolery's
Bestie.
Adventure Park. Hold
What's
on one
up
sec.
With that?
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.